What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hype Mike, the sports guy, coming at you so fly. And today, I'm going to give you the top three reasons why the LA Lakers did not win in free agency. What up, what up, what up, y'all? Look, we're going to get right into the video, but before we do, I just want to say, I thought the Lakers did the best they could in free agency this year, and I detail all that in the video below. Be sure to check out the vid, y'all. Now, the first reason the LA Lakers did not win in free agency this year was LeBron James. Yes, y'all, LeBron James. I know. LeBron James had a phenomenal game 4 in the Western Conference Finals versus the Denver Nuggets. Put up 40 points at 38 years old in year 20. The reason LeBron James is the number one reason the Lakers did not win free agency, because they did not address his inevitable decline. Yes, LeBron James averaged 30 points a game this year, along with 8 rebounds and 6 assists. Those 3 points, rebounds, and assists were the most points per game, rebounds per game, and assists per game by any player in year 20 by far. And I know what you're thinking, Laker Nation. Well, duh. That's the point. That's why we're not worried about LeBron. Duh. Wrong. December 30th, 1984, LeBron James was born. If I do the math, he'll be 39 years old this December. When is the decline going to happen? I believe it's already started. LeBron James' previous stints with the Cleveland Cavaliers, Miami Heat, and then the Cleveland Cavaliers again. LeBron James played at least 74 games in every season. The most games LeBron James has played in the LA Lakers is 67 games, and that was in 2019. Matter of fact, on top of that, LeBron James, the last 3 seasons with the Lakers, has averaged 52 games played per season. The reason being is because of the constant groin, ankle, and foot injuries he's incurred while playing for the Lakers. Major injuries which he never experienced at any other stop in his career. Father Time happens to all of us. Maybe it's not happening to LeBron as fast as it is to Joe Smo across the street, but it's happening. And the Lakers did not address that in the offseason this year. Now you may say to me, well, there was nobody available that could have the impact that LeBron James creates for a team. And you'd be right, in my opinion. Fact remains, it still wasn't addressed. Reason number 2 why we did not win in free agency. Anthony freaking Davis. Anthony Davis drives me insane. In 2020, we signed Anthony Davis to a 5-year, $189 million deal. Now, I'm not trying to join the Anthony Davis bandwagon hater Laker club. I'm already on it. Anthony Davis is a phenomenal defensive player. Let's just get that out the way now. Anthony Davis led the NBA in player ranking for defensive players for the 2023 playoffs. Phenomenal. We did not sign Anthony Davis to that contract for him just to be a great defensive player. Anthony Davis averaged 22 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 blocks in the 2023 NBA playoffs. Of the 14 rebounds and 3 blocks. But 22 points? That is not why we signed Anthony Davis to a $189 million contract. We signed him to be in the same category as Nikola Jokic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Joel Embiid. That is why we signed him, to be in the same level as MVPs. Anthony Davis has not taken that next step as the number one option for the LA Lakers. And I can't help but wonder, when is it going to happen and why hasn't it happened? In the 4 years Anthony Davis has played with LeBron James, he has led the Lakers in scoring 1 time, and it wasn't this year. On top of that, a blind man can see how Anthony Davis, as great as he is defensively, could not guard Nikola Jokic to save anyone's life. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. Nikola Jokic wrapped him around his little finger in the 2023 playoffs versus the Lakers. That's why we got swept. It was Anthony Davis in game 4 of that game, huh? Of that series. Pardon me. Free agency, we did not address Anthony Davis's lack of consistency and want to, and fragileness. Not that we could have. Anthony Davis's don't just grow on trees, so. The third reason why we did not win in free agency, the players we signed. Gabe Vincent, who we signed to a 3-year, $33 million deal from the Miami Heat, shot 51% from 3 in these playoffs. During the regular season, he shot 33% from 3. Now, you may say to me, guess what? Tarion Prince shot 38% from three. Austin Reeves, who we re-signed, shot 39%. D'Angelo Russell shot 39%. And I'd say, you're right. But according to Trevor Lane, an LA Lakers reporter, if all the players on the Lakers shot the exact same last year that they did this year, as a team, we would be shooting 34% from three, which is fifth worst in the NBA. So if we take every player we signed and the players we kept, and they shoot the exact same percentage next year that they did last year, we'd rank fifth worst in the NBA in three-point shooting. Out of all our reserves, we also did not sign a backup center. Anthony Davis has already said on multiple occasions he doesn't want to play the five. Now, does he play it? Yes. Does he prefer to? No. You saw what happened when he had to guard Nikola Jokic. Imagine if that was Joel Embiid. We don't have a backup center yet that fits our need at the five position. So we don't have shooting, and we don't have big man help outside of Anthony Davis. Not gonna lie, it's pretty similar to last year. Now, me personally, I still think we won free agency. Re-signing Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, and D'Angelo Russell at bargain deals. To me, all three players can give you 18 to 20 points a game. That's a win. You look at Rui Hachimura, aka Baby Kawhi, I think he's going to take his game to another level. I think Austin Reeves takes his game to another level. I think D'Lo, playing another year alongside LeBron, learns how to become a little less of an isolation dribble penetrator and more of a distributor. I think we're going to take leaps and bounds. But I'd be lying if I didn't see some holes in the armor. That's it for me, Laker Nation. Look, Hype Mike the Sports Guy, we got more coming your way. Next week, we are going to be talking about Damian Lillard. He's actually not a good fit for the Lakers like you think. That and more is coming your way. Look, buckle up, stay tuned. Laker Nation, let's go.